Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia on WCHL. And who would you want? Who could you possibly get to do a better job than Mr. Kiger?
You are a kind man.
When it comes to trivia, he is the man.
Well, we all feel like we're kind of like UConn Jacks here as of late.
Yeah, that's right. You made it in okay.
Well, I did, but I mean, you're the one having to get up at the crack of dawn.
Well, before dawn.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's still completely dark when I get here.
But if you just get out to the main road, right?
Yeah, getting out to the main road is the only problem, you know. The residential areas, you know, still some snow and ice and stuff. But once you get on the main road, it's okay.
Okay.
You know, not bad.
Yeah, but you still got to be careful.
But
shaded areas.
Pretty much all that, over all that stuff. But yesterday and the day before, Monday was interesting. I didn't know what it was going to be because I didn't get out of the house all day on Sunday. So, you know, but it's cool.
Chef cabin fever?
No, not at all.
Good.
I wish I were there now. All bundled up and warm and not having to worry about anything.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, the Heels will be on the road tonight. They'll be making the dog sled route over to Winston-Salem and play the Demon Deacons.
Were you lucky enough to see that Carolina State game?
Well, I was there working.
Oh, yeah. Good.
That was...
I thought you might have been.
Well, I mean, when you start thinking about some of the marks that were made in a series that is now 231 games and has been played since February 22nd, 1913.
What a blowout.
Holy smoke. But what people have to remember is the Heels have got to go over there, too.
Yeah, that's right. And North Carolina State is a lot better than they showed.
Oh, gosh, they really are.
That's for sure.
I mean, they took, you know, they destroyed Virginia Tech after their big win over Duke.
Yeah. You can't hang anything on one game. You never know what's going to happen.
But
to the
for
ACC.
That moment... Heels look pretty doggone good.
It was exhilarating.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a good one.
They look pretty good.
Well, what you got for today? What
well, we're
going to
do a little twist and turn on the play of the game tonight.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to do our category Deacon Greats.
Deacon Greats. Yeah, I know
not
about some of those.
Not to be confused with Deacon Blue.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
they
no Steely Dan
here. Alabama the
that's right.
Time. All right, three basketball deacons have been three-time first-team All-ACC selections. Three.
Yeah, okay.
Three basketball deacons have been three-time first-team All-ACC selections.
Yep.
One was in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
One was in the late 60s into the 70s.
Okay.
And one was in the 90s.
Okay.
Name one of those three-time first-team All-ACC selections that wore the old gold and black.
That's a good question, because Wake Forest has had some good players in its history. That's for sure.
Yeah, they have.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer to the question, and you'll be eligible to win a $50 gift card from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace at the end of the week.
Well, you're good to go.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, some good clean jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the whole WCHL award-winning news department, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, a whole lot more. So wake up with us and then wrap up your day right here with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on Chapelburg.
Freddie, you want to know three outstanding Wake Forest basketball players who were three-time All-ACC performers?
First-team All-ACC.
Lynn Chappell.
That's one.
Would be one. How about, it just went right out of my head, Frank Johnson, was he one?
No.
How about
no.
Randolph Childress?
No, believe it or not.
How about Rod Griffin?
No.
No?
You should get the guy in the 90s.
I should.
Yeah.
Oh, Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan.
Yeah, obviously.
And the man in the middle.
Yeah, who was the last one? I mean, the third
guy?
One?
Yeah, Lynn Chappell was 1960 to 62.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan, 1995 to 97.
Okay.
Charlie Davis.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Davis.
1969, 1970, 1971.
Yeah. That's some pretty good legendary players there.
Yeah, Chappell still holds ACC records for most points in an ACC game, 50.
Mm-hmm.
And consecutive 30-point games, 8.
Uh-huh.
Davis was the ACC Player of the Year in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, that's Yeah, Charlie Scott had just left.
Yeah.
And Duncan still holds the ACC record for most rebounds in a season with 239.
Oh, gosh, he was a man among boys
well,
when he was at Wake.
Wake Forest has always been a thorn in the side of Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, I got a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Who is the Wake Forest basketball player who went on to become the most annoying broadcaster in the history of college basketball?
Oh.
Billy Packer.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the stories I could tell.
I'm sure.
Oh, boy. You know what? We've given him more airtime than needs be.
Yeah.
He wasn't the most pleasant man to work for or with.
I can imagine.